I'm going to come down here. Seem a long way away. Right. What makes a good mother? We've got people who are volunteering to be good mothers, or think they are good mothers. What do you think makes a good mother?
Looking after the child.
Looking after the child, yes. Anything else? Yes.
Doing everything for you.
Doing everything for you. You that's what you think mothers are for. Blaine. Do you think a good mother gives her children the food they like? You all say yes. Do you think a good mother gives them the food that is good for them? Well, which is it? Or is it a bit of both? Do you think a good mother lets the children stay up late to watch television? And doesn't send them to bed when they have friends with stay over? And stop them talking? What do you think?
No.
Do you think a good mother makes the children do their homework before they have playtime?
Yes.
You do? Do you think a good mother spends lots of money on buying nice presents for their children? Do you think a good mother cares for you when you're hurt and upset or disappointed and things are tough? I'm talking about a good mother now. A good mother, right. So a good mother is always there and thinks that you matter and that you're important and loves and cares for you. One who gives up things that perhaps they want to do so you can do the things you want to do. To take you out somewhere nice, to the zoo, or to the aquarium, or wherever else is. Where does your mother take you? Did your mother take you somewhere nice?
Sea life.
Sea life? Well, that's good, isn't it? And to the park, to the swings, all that sort of thing. Lots of swimming pool, lots of lovely places. Absolutely. Sometimes, you know, mothers also ask for things for their children that children don't feel able to ask for themselves. Yeah, when two people get married, I don't think most of them have any idea how life is going to change if they have children. All of a sudden, they have this child, and there's someone else they have to look after. And this child, this baby, we've got one here, well, he's not helpless now, but he was when he was first born, because what do babies do? All they do is scream and make a mess, don't they? Well, when they're very little, they can't crawl, can they? Only when they grow up a bit. They're utterly helpless. And you know, the parents have to do something, don't they, when that child screams. One or other of them has to give up whatever it is they're doing to go and sort out the child. And as it gets older, although that may change, there's still lots of things parents have to do to help their children. And they have to give up things in order to do that. It's a big job. It's a big job. But a good mother cares selflessly for her children. There we are. A good mother cares selflessly for her children. Now, why don't your parents always give you what you want? Don't know. You've no idea why they don't give you what you want. Does anybody have any? What? Oh, because you're unfair and unreasonable. It could be that. What else? What might it be? Because they're not nice. Tell you what though, don't you think it might just be because they know that what you want isn't always best for you, is it?
It's not always what you need.
It's not what you need, and it may be not be what's best for you. You see, if young Thomas here, if he asks for the carving knife, he can't speak yet, but he could make a grab for the carving knife. He wants the carving knife, doesn't he? He has tried to get a knife, has he?
No.
Never tried. Oh, but he's a good lad. He's a good lad. But some might. But the parent would stop them, wouldn't they? Because they know that although it's what they want, it isn't good for them because he might hurt himself with it. So they wouldn't let him have it. So mothers look after their children and protect their best interests. Now, sometimes mothers protect their children against outsiders and take their part, and it's just occasionally been known for mothers not to be entirely objectively reasonable about that. Rose-tinted spectacles is the expression that comes to mind. Because some mums, they think their children are so wonderful, they can't do anything wrong. Well, that's a surprise, isn't it? Nobody really dreams that, do they? But a good mother wants the best for her children, doesn't she? So I'm going to tell you a story about a mother. It's not the one that we heard in our reading. It's about a woman called Salome. Now, Salome is the mother of two grown men, James and John, and they're friends of Jesus. And they go around with Jesus. And John is probably Jesus' cousin. Salome is probably the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus. You can work that out if you look at a number of passages in the New Testament. Well, John, Jesus' cousin, must have been probably about the same sort of age, and he used to go around with Jesus and was a very close friend of his. And in fact, not only did James and John go around with Jesus when he was out off preaching, so did their mother, Salome. And at the time we're speaking about now, Jesus is about to go up to Jerusalem. And he's going up for the festival of the Passover, which all good Jewish men would do. And he's told them what's going to happen. First of all, he said, when my kingdom comes, when I'm the ruler, when I'm the king, then there are going to be people with me who are going to have authority in my kingdom. But it may not be the people that you expect. It'll be the people who've given up things to follow me, but it may not be who you think it's going to be. And then Jesus says something else. He says, you know, what's going to happen when I go up to Jerusalem? He says, I'm going to be betrayed and I'm going to die and then I'm going to rise again. But his friends didn't really understand that at all. Perhaps they thought he was talking figuratively, not for real at all. But anyway, they didn't grasp it. Well, Salome comes up to Jesus one day. And Salome has her two grown men behind her, her sons, her boys. And she comes up to Jesus and she wants to do her best by her boys. So she says, Jesus, can I ask you something? He says, what do you want? She says, when you become king, can my boys have the best places in your kingdom? One your right-hand man and one your left-hand man. And Jesus says, I don't think you understand what you're asking for. And he turns to the boys who are standing by, these are men, mark you, behind their mother, and says, can you drink the same cup that I drink? They said, yes, we can. And Jesus says, you can and you will. But it's not for me to say he's going to have a position of authority in my kingdom. It's for my father to decide what happens. Now you see, Salome was a good mother in one sense because she wanted the best thing for her son. She would ask for them what they weren't ready to ask for themselves. But they got it all wrong, hadn't they? Because they thought what really mattered was being important. Important people when Jesus became king. When Jesus talked about could they drink from the cup he was drinking from, he was asking them whether they could suffer what he was about to suffer, to go to the cross. And they thought they could. They thought, we've been with Jesus, we'll stay with him, he'll be with us, we can go through anything for him, and at the end it'll all turn out well and we'll have places of importance if we do. And Jesus is saying, you will do the suffering, but you've got to leave it to God as to what happens in your life. Whether you're going to be someone who does this, or that, or the other. You must trust God for it. Now I want to think about somebody else. Hannah. This is the person we read about, the first in our readings. What did she ask God for? A son. Yes, absolutely yes. And what was that son going to do? Does anybody, what was the son's name? Did you notice what the son's name was? His name was your name. He was Samuel. His name was Samuel. Absolutely, it was. This son was to be given back to God for all the days of his life. And when God answered her prayer, she named him Samuel. And the word Samuel in Hebrew, in that language they spoke, means asked of God. That's why he was called Samuel. I've got a son called Samuel. He's a bit bigger than Sam over here. But he was asked of God. All children, of course, are a gift from God. And what did Hannah do with his boy? When he'd grown up a little bit, she took him to the temple, and instead of keeping him at home with her and looking after him, she gave him to God for him to work in God's temple. And he grew up to be a prophet and a priest, a judge and a ruler. A really wonderful man. So here we've got two mothers, you see. There's Salome. He's a good mother. And then we've got Hannah. And in one sense, Hannah's a better mother than Salome, because Salome doesn't really realise what's important, what matters most. What matters most for her sons is not that they should be important, not that they should have positions of power or authority, not being looked up to, not being popular, not being successful. What really mattered was that they should belong to God and trust him in their lives. Which is what Hannah was prepared to do with Samuel. So what makes a really good mother? A really good parent? A really good grandparent? Aunt? Uncle? Cousin? Or friend? All of us here know children. All of us here know mothers. All of us here have some responsibilities. But the first and most important thing that you can ever do for any child is to pray for them. Which is what Hannah did. One who prays for her children. And that's something we need to do for the children that we're responsible for in church, for the children we're related to, for the children of friends, for our own children and grandchildren. And then secondly, a good person in that position of mother is one who sees that belonging to God is more important than anything else. For themselves, yes, but also for the child. Much more important than achieving great things or any status. The third thing is someone who recognises that children are a gift from God. We've done that one. And the last one is someone who, so far as possible, gives the child back to God for God to use and direct the way the child is going to go. We have to trust God for our own lives, and we have to trust God for the lives of our children too. So can I suggest this? The most important thing that anybody here can do for any child is probably to pray for them. Pray for them that they'll grow up to belong to Jesus and to trust him for their lives. We've got a group of mothers who come to this church on a regular basis. Many warblers. There's a mothers and toddlers come. Do we pray much for them? It'd be good to pray for them, wouldn't it? Pray for mothers generally. Pray for their responsibilities, all the things they have to do. Be very grateful to them today. I'm sure you've all been treating your mothers really well today. But why don't you treat them well every day? That would be good, wouldn't it? That would be good. But we need to be grateful and we need to pray for them. And you know, there's another thing that happens here. Because there are quite a lot of mums who would like to be able to rely on their own mums, but their own mums are quite a way away. And it's a well-known thing that in church life, often older women can help younger women and give them advice. Because being a mum is jolly tough, particularly if you've got lots of kids who are making life difficult for you and giving you bad nights. And all the help they can get is good. And a bit of advice and prayer and help from an older lady who's been through it before never comes amiss. So may God bless every mother here and make us thankful for our mums. Thankful that they're so selfless in their love for us. And make all of us more like Hannah than Salome. And will you pray for the children, your children, grandchildren, your adult children too, and their responsibility. And for your relatives and for the kids here, regularly and specifically, that they'll come to trust and belong to the Lord. Maybe amongst the children here, the children you know, there is a great person like Samuel who's going to serve God in a really marvellous way. So let's not forget to pray. So shall we let's have a quick prayer now, shall we? Lord God, we ask for every mother here, thanking you for our own mothers, and asking you that you would help mothers to bring up their children to know and to love you. Help us to pray for them and to pray for the children for whom we have any responsibility at all, and to do our utmost in helping them. In Jesus' name. Amen.